Continuing post-race press conference, we're now joined by the race winner of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, Casey Masterpiece 400 at Kansas Speedway, Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4 Buschlight Ford for Stewart Haas Racing. We're also joined by crew chief Rodney Childers and Greg Zippidelli, vice president of competition for Stewart Haas Racing. Kevin, congratulations on the win. This is your fifth win of 2018. It also is the fifth win in 12 races, which is a NASCAR record, so congrats on that. Awesome. Talk a little bit about your race.
Yeah, you know, I think, for us, it was a battle all weekend. We just, I think for me, the coolest thing that came out of the weekend is just the grit of the race team. When you look at everything that we battled through in practice and not really getting all the laps that we would like to in practice and struggling to get the car where we wanted it to be in the race, but we just kept grinding on it, and nobody complained, I complain all the time though. That's kind of my job, is to complain sometimes. But it's everybody just kept working on the car and really trying to make it better, and then it came down to a couple restarts, and we were able to get in front of the 42 there. I felt like that was a key moment in the race to get him back behind a couple cars, and felt like he had the fastest car tonight, and we were able to put him back in the pack a little bit, and then it came down to a decision, and it's like I told him, I'd always rather be going forward and trying to win than going backwards and lose. That was a lot of fun, and we were able to miss the wreck, and that's when, you know, everything just kind of went our way in that situation, and then we were able to find somewhere on the racetrack that worked and run Martin down and win the race. So I haven't been that excited to win a race all year, but when you win them like that, those are the moments that you drive the car and watch the car and work on the team. So those are the moments that you live for right there. Those late lap winning passes and coming from behind and winning on a day when you don't feel like you had the fastest car, and that makes it a lot of fun.
Rodney, I wanted to ask you about that last restart. Starting sixth and on the outside, what was being said on the radio and what was Kevin saying to you and you saying to him?
We kept talking about, you know, we felt like we were in a good position. I have to be honest, I was so mad I couldn't see straight. I don't get mad very easy. But about five to go, I started throwing my computer in my bag and packing my stuff up and was so mad I couldn't see straight. And then all of a sudden I looked up again. I was like, holy cow. I mean, it gained like 15 car lengths through that corner. But just everybody, you know, like Kevin said, did a great job all weekend. We didn't feel very comfortable with our car in practice. And, honestly didn't feel great about it going into the race. But like he said, everybody kept working hard on it. And, he pulled us through there at the end.
All right, we'll open it up to questions. Let's start in the back with Nick.
Nick Brown, Yahoo Sports. I guess I got to ask you, Kevin, were you as mad as Rodney was with five laps
I was
to
not.
Go?
He's the opposite.
I wasn't mad at all. I'd always rather have four tires and have a chance to go forward. I hate staying out there and riding around on old tires and just hoping that it all works out for you. Four tires won us a championship. So, you know, tonight it won us a race. And those are the moments that you want to be on offense and you want to be in control, and sometimes it looks worse than it actually is. I know that's what he was mad about, was coming out eighth and thinking that you don't have a chance. But I really feel like on even when we were eighth, I felt like on sticker tires, I felt we would have had a bigger advantage than we did after they had a cycle on them and everybody sat there during the red flag and cooled off. So I don't know if it would have all worked out, but I felt like the advantage shrunk when we had the red and had everybody stop and we wound up with a heat cycle on them.
What was your impetus to move up to the top with five laps to go to really start gaining?
He was getting smaller, and I was like, I got to do something different. This isn't working. And I said, I'm going to drive it in the next corner. I've got five laps to go. I'm going to drive it in here, and I'm either going to hit the wall or it's going to turn. And it turned, and we gained about 15 car lengths in that lap. And I'm like, well, I guess that was okay. I'm going to do it again. And it just kept sticking. And those are the moments that you just kind of throw caution to the wind and see what happens. And it all worked out.
Let's come up front to Jeff Gluck.
Jeff Gluck, jeffgluck.com.
Yeah, you said it for me. You and Rodney, especially since you guys have gotten together, have had some really dominant stretches at times where it feels like you guys are unbeatable or untouchable. But this seems like a whole extra level on top of that. Does this feel different or even more special than some of those runs that you guys have had where, you know, you've gone to Dover and you had to win and you did it? I mean, is this different than that?
Yeah, now it feels like a game. You know, it really does, because of the fact that you want to see how many races you can win. You want to see how many laps you can lead. And you know, we know that we're riding a momentum wave that is hard to come by, and you need to capitalize on it as many times as you can, because it may never come again. I've never had it in my career, and I've been doing this for 18 years. And, you know, these moments are not something that happens very often. And now you need to go, you know, put every detail into a car like you're racing for a championship race in Homestead every week, because it just has that special feel to it. And, you know, it's a good time to be at SHR. They're doing a great job of putting fast race cars on the track. But, you know, I think when you look at a night like tonight, it really shows the experience of the team. Because I feel like this is the kind of cars that we had in 2014, but we had a lot of parts failures. We were all new. We made a lot of mistakes and just didn't really know how to deal with it like we do now. And, you know, it's addicting. Now it's a game.
Yeah, for sure. We talked about this, you know, this week. It's something that you may never do again in your career. And, you know, while you have fast cars and while you have momentum and while you have a group of guys that gives it everything they have and a driver that gives it, you know, everything that he can, like, you have to. Like, you have to just fight every week and give it everything you got. And, I mean, if it's 8 races you win, if it's 10 races you win, if it's 12 races you win, you know, the reason that we all are here is because of watching people like Jeff Gordon and Ray Everham win 12 races a year. And you know, that's what your goal should be, no matter what race team you are. So, you gotta keep going.
Let's go back to Randy Kovach, then up to Sean, and then we'll go to the press box.
Kind of following up on that, Greg, get your voice on this. I mean, you've been with Tony Stewart through championships. Just how far can this ride take you guys? I mean, have you ever seen such a run like this? What's going to stop this team?
Hopefully nothing. All right. I mean, that's what the goal is. Now, I think as an organization, all our cars are running better, which is exciting to me and everybody back at the shop. It's crazy to see what these guys have done this year. It's exciting. It's just really cool. I mean, like Kevin says, you got to ride it. You got to keep working. I think when you do it, it excites everybody. Everybody believes, you know, I think more now than they ever have. Especially with the switch to Ford, you know, we asked a lot of out of our people last year. Wasn't the year that we wanted. So to see everybody step up, see Kevin and Rodney where they are in their careers, and you know, like Kevin said, he's been doing this a long time, and honestly, I think he's hungrier now and enjoying it more than he may ever have. So that's really fun to be able to see and be a small part of.
Sean Roney for Dos Mundos newspaper here in Kansas City. Kevin Martin had said something to the effect that he just didn't feel like he had enough car to catch you when you passed him. With all the issues that you talked about just a few minutes ago with the car this weekend, was there any concern on your part that you had enough car to hold him off once you got the lead?
I knew once I got the lead that it was over. I felt like at that point with clean air and putting him in dirty air and in the groove that I was running, I felt like that was, you know, unless he just ran into me, it was probably game over at that point. But, you know, it's not easy to get yourself in that position, and it wasn't working for me on the bottom. And luckily I found a place to run that he didn't want to run or couldn't run, and we were able to capitalize on that.
All right, let's go to the press box. Any questions in the press box?
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Kevin, on that last restart, it looked like you come out of turn 4. Did you graze the wall?
I don't think so. It might have been close. At that point, I was willing to graze the wall, hit the wall, whatever.
Well, just we thought you grazed the wall, and you looked like you lost all your momentum and you weren't going to be able to catch Truex, and then all of a sudden you started hunting him back down. At any point during that last restart, did you think that you couldn't catch him, or did you know that you had enough time?
I thought it was over, to tell you the truth, after about three or four laps. And just, you know, at that point, you just got to try something different. And it was a kind of a, like I said earlier, you know, you just drive it in a corner and hope that it doesn't just drive into the wall. And it, you know, that top groove had a ton of grip for us. And we were able to rip around the top and make up a bunch of ground. So at that point, you're just in desperation mode to find something that works, and we were able to find something, and it was in a spot where he wasn't. So it's really kind of the old saying, go where they aren't, and riding behind him was definitely not working for us. It was chattering the front tires like crazy, so just had to move around and find something different.
Additional questions in the press box?
Hello? Lee Spencer, Racing Boys. Before Truex left, he made a comment that either four or the Ford, it was hard to hear up here, I'm getting mixed reports, but had an unfair advantage. After his dominance last year, can you speak to that?
That's funny.
Okay.
Maybe he forgot about last year.
Additional questions in the press box?
There are no more questions.
Go down here to Nick.
Kevin, you mentioned the word addicting. Does that addiction then, and Rodney too, does that raise the level of internal pressure for you guys that say, you know, maybe seventh on a decent day is not good enough because you know you want to lead more laps, get more race wins?
I think you have to manage it. I don't think you want to put that much – I don't think anybody needs to put that much pressure on themselves. I think you got to be realistic about it too. You know, there's just going to be days that don't work out, and you may or may not have the fastest car. But, you know, I think today is a – I love days like today because the message that it sends is we aren't going to quit, we didn't quit, and we won. So, you know, that sends the message. The guys on the team, the guys in the shop, you know, and it sends a message to your competitors. So it's, you know, it's fun to never be counted out, and that's really – what you want, but you know, you still have to be realistic about it, and it's still 1 week at a time. I think we know the potential of the things that we're doing, and you know, the cars that we're putting on the racetrack, and you know, but there's going to be weekends where it just doesn't work out, and you know, I think that's the experience part of the team and the organization that you look at and say, you know, we can handle a seventh. That's okay.
Go to Ryan right here.
Ryan Black with the Manhattan Mercury. Kevin, I have two different questions here. First, this is your fifth win of the season, and that already ties your career high for a single season. I don't know, were you aware of that? Anyone brought that up to you?
I'm very aware.
Secondly, it seemed there for a long time that maybe the race would end up having the fewest cautions that it ever had. And then this comes on the cusp of last year in this race. It had a record tying for the most. Is there any kind of rhyme or reason why these two races were so different from year to year?
No, but it still worked out the same way. You know, and I think when it comes down to cautions and then you have the stages, and this track is so inviting on the restarts to run from the wall all the way to the white line that everybody knows that they can be very aggressive and find a lane because there's multiple lanes to choose from. So that's the great part about Kansas is the fact that you can just race all over the place and the restarts become so crazy. And that's really what leads to the cautions, as it did again tonight, the restarts. And tonight everybody wound up in the top groove. I don't know how a couple of those accidents happened there, you know, with the 88 and a couple of those guys. But, yeah, the restarts are crazy.
We'll go back on the riser.
Drew Snyder, Spectrum Sports. Two questions. How much did the track change once the sun set, and how good are these Roush engines this year?
Yeah, you know, I think as you look at qualifying and you look at the year, the thing that I love about our engine shop, it's built on racers. You know, when you look at Doug Yates and everything that he and his family have built through the years, all they want to do is win. And they have conversations about stuff that, you know, is more of they're more. It's more about a guy that's running a race team than it is a guy that's running an engine shop. They don't really care. They just want to do whatever they have to do to try to win. And that's the mentality that usually you find in a race team. So the engines are, you know, a lot of fun to have under the hood and have that mentality from the engine shop is pretty special. So it's a lot of fun. What was the second part? Yeah, you know, this is always an interesting race because you go from day to night, and tonight the cars, our car was just really, really loose throughout the whole night, and the track, as it cools off, tends to get looser, and we kind of caught up with it at the end. I think if we had another swing at it, I think we'd probably do a few things different.
All right, additional questions down here or in the press box? All right, gentlemen, well, congratulations on the win. And good luck in the rest of the way.